back at Myra's, the rain was heavier and staying constant. The sons, Jasper, and the M boys went to the barn to watch Antonio make Frank's crutches and talk. Basically, hang out at the barn. Because no matter the location, that's what the boys do. Before they did, they got Frank inside with the baby so they could rest. James, Lola, and little Jesse were inside at the kitchen table, and Myra, Ramon, and Amanda were on the porch. "Jesse went back to drinking?" Amanda said, staring out at the rain hitting the ground in front of the cabin. Her expression was that of defeat. "Frank said it, but I didn't want to believe it. He's been through so much, I know. Well, I don't know all he's been through. That which you do know would lay many a man low. I had just hoped he would want a good life with me, with his son, but now a baby daughter." She turned and looked hopeful at Myra. "Ma'am, you've been with him these last several days. Did he say anything? Did he indicate in any way why he wouldn't want to come home?" Myra was feeling her pain, and it showed. She was taken off guard by Amanda's sudden gaze and question, her searching sky-blue eyes piercing Myra's conscience. The woman wasn't one to betray another, but she knew what it felt like to be the wife of a self-destructive man. "Honey, Jesse did seem somewhat reluctant to go back to Wyoming. He didn't come out and say it, but I get the feeling he's got it in his head that he's not worthy of all he has up there. Maybe he's been living on his own out here for so long, feeling dejected, he doesn't know how else to be. Does that make any sense?" Amanda was listening carefully, her expression expectant of encouraging words. Having heard them, her face fell, like hearing her most favorite thing in the world was never to be hers again. She looked down at the porch boards. "Yes." Myra and Ramon exchanged helpless glances. "I just don't know what to do. I love him so much, but I want him to be happy." Looking back up at Myra, the dogged hopeful trying once more. "Do you think it's possible I could reach him? Make him understand he is worthy of a good life?" The woman's smoky blue eyes were purely sympathetic to the younger woman. Feeling she had caused her more harm, Myra looked over at Ramon for some help. He had remained silent, but she knew him to be a man of wisdom. Amanda looked over at the older gentleman herself. Ramon was such a tender-hearted person and appeared as sad as the two ladies. He was staring at the wet ground in front of them, listening. Not hearing either speaking, he looked back and forth at them, suddenly realizing it was him they were looking to for an answer. Ramon made a face like he was in pain and shook his head. He straightened up in his chair and then reached down to rub below both knees, maybe out of distraction, looking out at the rain. "I just don't know, daughter. If someone is bent in a certain direction, sometimes another person can change that. You just have to let them do what they're going to do. But you can let them know exactly how you feel. Let them know everything in your heart." He paused and sat up straight. He looked over to his right at Amanda, briefly, and then back at the rain hitting the ground. "But tell him everything, because it might be your only chance to say everything. That way, even if he does go away, you will have given him something to take with him and think on. And maybe it will be enough. Maybe it will be the exact things he needs to hear to help him make his choice." Ramon turned to look at Amanda once more, appearing like he felt intrusive. She was hanging on every word. It had surprised him. It surprised him even more when she kept looking at him, began slowly smiling, and leaned over to kiss him on the cheek.